You've replicated NASA's Perseverance rover to check for ancient life in the Flinders Ranges. Firstly, why the Flinders?
Well, we're quite lucky in some ways in Australia. A lot of the environments that we have here are quite similar to the Red Planet. They're dry, they're dusty, they're a bit barren. So areas like the Flinders Ranges and especially the Pilbara region in Western Australia are often chosen for studies about Mars because they are more similar than other areas on the planet.
So what exactly does the rover do in order to search for signs of life, such as it were? I understand there's sort of a range of equipment it uses.
Yeah, that's right. So each rover that has been sent to Mars has slightly different equipment. NASA's limited in how many techniques they send over there because, of course, there's a weight limit on the rover depending on fuel. And so each rover has instruments that work complementary to one another to find signs of life. So these instruments will look at things like the sedimentary geology, or they might look at the mineral composition, or they might look for organic molecules. And together, they put together a more full picture of what they're looking at.
Could you explain to us what a biomarker actually is and what they can tell us about the past?
So a biomarker is what we call a chemical fossil. And basically, we all know of cholesterol. It's something that's a major problem for humans. And when a human dies, cholesterol will degrade and it will turn into a fossil version of cholesterol called cholestain. That would then be a biomarker for any organism that had cholesterol in it. And so when we find these compounds in the soil, they tell us about the kinds of life that once lived in that environment.
So in this mission, such as it were, in the Flinders Ranges, we know that life did grow up on Earth. Did you sort of discover, these signs that you were looking for there?
Yes, we sure did. We had a lot of signs of microbial life. And what was very exciting was the time period that we chose was just after animals evolved on Earth. Because, of course, the majority of Earth's history, only microbial life existed. And that was for, over 2 billion years. And about 540 to 600 million years ago, animals evolved. And this is the time period where animals started taking over from microbial organisms. And so there's this great push and pull, and we were able to observe that through these techniques.
I must admit, I've been fascinated with the idea of life on other planets since I was a very, very young kid. But does this kind of research the test run, such as it were, have some things to teach us about the evolution of life here on this planet as well?
Absolutely. So this study is also, in addition to being an astrobiological study, is a paleontological study, which means it's studying the history of organisms on Earth, the history of life. And so we were able to find out more information about what kinds of organisms were living in this environment, and we were able to find out more about how they interacted with one another.
And the mission itself, the one that is landing on Mars, when will we sort of see more research coming out of that one? When will we see that one sort of taking place?
So Mars 2020, or as it's now called, the Perseverance rover, is due to launch later this year. But we have NASA has a launch window. And so it might launch anywhere between July and September. And then it will take several months before it reaches Mars. So it could be next year that we're seeing data. It just really depends on that kind of voyage and when are the most optimal times for it to leave.
Mm. Well, Bonnie, thank you very much. It's fascinating stuff. Really do appreciate you joining us on this one this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Sean. That was very excellent.